That was my thread, and you had a better story.
And it was like an entire night of lovemaking.
Just spanking.
Spanking.
With that Chick-fil-A and the excuse me? Did you say spanking and squirting? Chick-fil-A and Jameson, ladies and gentlemen.
You know who you are.
Chick-fil-A and Jameson, spanking and squirting all night. He said, the Purge movies are weird. All crime is legal and everybody automatically thought murder.
I still stalk the girl my ex cheated on me with 4 years ago.
Let's talk about them underground Atlanta orgies.
All right, so I got some composite veneers like a month ago. I'm ready to tell my story.
She said, a 10-piece wing and a blue Gatorade will have y'all acting unusual. What up, everybody? Welcome to Thick Threads, the show where we take a deep dive into the thickest threads on the internet. I'm Patrick Cloud.
And I am Persephone.
Yeah, we back at it.
We back at it. Episode 3-ish? 2-3-ish?
It's another episode, you feel me?
another episode.
We were just talking about your dress.
Thanks.
It looks very nice, but when the shoulders are up, it looks like...
Oh, you just wanted to continue the roast.
Yeah, because we were talking, she wanted to know if it was up or down. Which one looked better. Put it up. Can we see them again?
Wow.
Boom. Immediately churning butter, right? It's very farm, but then shoulders off, it becomes a whole different thing. You think it goes from farmer to sex kitten?
Does it?
No, it looks great on the with the shoulders off. Shoulders off is a win.
Okay, so no roast with the shoulders off.
No roast with the shoulders off. Shoulders on, it looks like your dad's about to show up out of nowhere, just like marry my daughter.
I've churned butter before.
What?
I've churned butter before.
Explain that. How was that? Because you're basically like stirring up molded titty milk until it curds, right?
We were on a plantation.
Hate that word. Okay. Weird.
Yeah, it was a field trip.
What was the field trip? POV niggas?
Butter.
And they made you work? Yeah. They make nobody do like field stuff, did they?
My school probably would have got canceled if we did that in this day and age.
You got to be careful when you now I'm celebrating to think, like, the good old days.
Was it only
like
the black kids that they made churn up butter?
Well, you know, I've never seen a slave churn butter. That's not really like a slavey activity. Like
it was on a plantation, though.
The plantation makes everything kind of slavey, though.
Yeah,
I feel like you could fix a tire on a car on a plantation, and it'd be like slavery. It's like, damn, I don't even think they had cars back then. So we got some threads. I think they're food related this episode, right?
Yes, but well,
my thread is based off of the viral tweet in which a woman basically said that when she wants to shoot her shot at a dude at a bar, she sends wings. She doesn't send a drink. She sends wings, which, man. So the thread I have is someone who took that a step further. This is at not SMD season, Dimps. She said, a 10-piece wing SMD. And a blue Gatorade will have y'all acting unusual. So I think she's gotten some draws based off of wings and a blue Gatorade.
So the blue Gatorade, help me out.
Listen.
What is it, the ice one?
It has some type of name clear, like Glacier Freeze or something like that. Glacier something. But there's two. And that's actually the first tweet of the thread is somebody clarifying like which blue you talking about. And they give the light blue and the dark blue.
Okay.
I think it's the light. I think it's the light.
So we could get you with the light. So if a girl wanted to try to get you, oh, and that's slide you a light.
That,
blue
I think
Gatorade.
That's unanimous because I just picked that right now. But underneath it, it says that Glacier Freeze go crazy, and they said you're a real one. So I think it was confirmed on Twitter that it's the little bit lighter blue that for some reason we just always
make you guys sluts.
Go no, not the slut part. It's just a great flavor
guys
of Gatorade.
Get slutted out for blue Gatorade.
I have
wings.
Never given dick based off of the blue Gatorade, but I understand you? It's the best one.
But would you?
Well, that's what my thread is about. It's about the wildest things or the lowest things that men have given up the draws for.
Definitely seems like this would be a pretty simple thread.
You'd be surprised. It's pretty gross. And I'll even share the what my minimum was.
Okay.
And it wasn't even really minimum. It's just a good one.
Okay.
What's your thread called?
My thread is called, if you don't have an edible story, you ain't lived life.
Good edible stories. Mm-hmm. Edible stories are a good time.
I have some good ones.
Do you have a personal edible story?
I do.
Same.
I have a few.
Okay. Cue up the best.
They're
one.
Horrible.
Cue up the best one.
I don't know which one is the best. They're all horrible.
All right. You might have to do a couple then. All right, I'm gonna jump right into my thread.
All right.
Because we already kind of warmed it up with the Gatorade. Dimp said 10-piece wing and a blue Gatorade have y'all acting unusual. Listen. If a woman shot me some wings for free and I was just like at a bar by myself for some reason, you know, smoking a long cigarette, that would be huge points. Cause it's creative too. It's not just this person sent you a drink. Oh, cool. You know what I mean? It's like wings. Stomach is a way is the way to a man's dick, I think the saying is.
I thought it was his heart.
Oh yeah, I think it's that. But I mean,
it's pretty simple to get to the dick.
You got to go through the dick to get to the heart though.
A little more difficult to get to the heart.
No one really talked about that. The dick is a guard for the heart.
I believe you got to go through the stomach to get to the heart.
Bunch of people,
you don't have to go through the stomach to get to the dick.
It's a route. You got
to
go.
You don't have to go through anything to get to the dick.
That's what I'm saying. Dick is first. Then through the stomach, then the heart. Because the dick will figure it out right away. You could look at somebody on the street and the dick will be like her, you know? But then it's like your stomach is like, what else? She cook you some ribs or something, or some fire. Boom. You got past the dick and the stomach, you'll get to the heart. No one ever goes straight to the heart.
I
dick
make
is a guard.
Fire ass chicken.
You make some. Have you ever used your chicken to get? I mean, I'm sure you have no problem getting to the dick, but you ever gotten the chicken to the heart?
I mean, I don't know. I've had some beggars.
It might be confusing if everybody's just throwing dick. You don't know how you got in there.
Beggars. I don't know, but my cooking tends to do nice things.
If they weren't already willing. I wonder if there was a guy that was ever like, I'm not trying to fuck her. And then you cooked and was like, all right, I'll give her a chance.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
All right, so let's jump into this thread. People are, you know, dudes are kind of upset. Who told you about the blue Gatorade? Someone's giving away the game. Someone said, shit, you can have me for passing the salt. I'm not that loose.
Yes, you are.
Passing the salt? You think that would do it for me?
You all are.
Absolutely not. That wouldn't be the reason why.
If she passed the salt without you asking.
That wouldn't be the reason, though.
I didn't even ask her.
That wouldn't be a
she
reason.
She just did it. How thoughtful.
Oh, my
Here's
God.
Here's my dick.
I didn't read this one. I try to read these ahead of time. I'm sorry. I didn't read this one. Because Puddin' at Hot Girl Jew, she got it, man. She got it figured out. I've never had this type of treatment. She's based off of the 10-piece wing and blue Gatorade. She said, throw $50 for a new game in there and they be ready to bust it open.
$50. It's nothing.
Listen, I agree with the person who responded to that. He said, you win. Wings, Bev, and 2K. Bitch, I'm a mother. And he has a pregnant emoji.
Not with the bitch in there.
Bitch. Yeah, he he made a little zesty, but shit. He already had a nigga pregnant.
Well, shit.
So. I'm a mother. I mean, I don't agree with the 2K part, but shit.
Which game would get you? Ladies, pay attention.
No, this ain't a game. She said $50 for it, whatever game you want. She said, I don't even, this is some sugar mama type shit.
But she specified
Wings,
game.
Gatorade. Yeah, exactly. Because she probably would have said, I'm assuming she would say Wings, Gatorade, and then $50 and say for whatever game. Or if she puts it on your PlayStation credits, ugh. Her ass getting eat.
Ass?
But eat.
That's all it takes?
But.
$50 on the PlayStation credit.
It's the package. It's you got me wings, a drink that's fire, and a new game. Butthole. for that's on the menu.
If it wasn't before.
I mean, that's the gray area. Like when you said your chicken. Yeah, I'm sure I've had some of your chicken. Your chicken is fire.
Right.
But I don't think a nigga is on the fence.
No.
I don't think you've ever had a nigga that was on the fence about it and then had your chicken the and then was like, all right, fine. You know, I doubt that's happened.
No.
So I think that half the time we're already there, but that little gesture, a game and some wings.
But what if you weren't there? Would that still be strong enough?
It's a hell of a consideration. If you weren't really feeling the person and they gave you wings, a drink, I don't know where you would be, and a game, that sounds like some stuff that somebody would give you if you're already dealing with each other. Mm-hmm. But as an opener, I might give up the draws.
So you guys give it up for the little things.
That's not, I mean, wings in a game?
It's pretty small. It's less than a date.
That's more than my story. That's why I'm trying to hype it up. I'm like, you gotta believe this before
simple.
You hear mine. Somebody said, girl, they fold for a lot less. Niggas be ready to slide them boxers to the side at hello. All right. Well, that's different sometimes.
Yeah. I mean.
Shout out to late Layloton. Said it's not our fault. Y'all black women be so fine and too fine to resist.
That's
boom.
Very nice.
There you go. Cheers
Thank
to that.
You. I mean, you might not even be talking to me, but
black women. Hey.
I am black, so.
I love this one because it's this dude named Fitness Motivation. He said, hell nah, I'm definitely not. They gotta put in work to get this work. And then somebody, a girl named V said, is this you? And did a screenshot of a tweet. Some girl said, I'm single again. And this same dude said, let me beat.
Let me beat?
That's it. Let me beat. And then he responded by saying, hacked.
Oh, shit. Them receipts never die.
Woo. Some dude said, throw some fries in there and she's slipping my boxers right off. Listen, I think that...
This is disturbing.
Well, it's also showing that sometimes men just want a little affection, you know? Because this dude said, Fabian said, I be thinking about compliments from months ago. I cannot support this tweet. My fault. And the tweet is, fellas, please tell these women that we are not easy. And some people are just like, I can't support this because of compliments. The tiniest compliment, like calling my hair nice. I think about that for a year.
But I thought you guys don't like compliments. It makes you feel weird.
We might feel weird in the moment, but afterwards we'll be like, that was nice, you know? Mm. See, this is just showing that
I like the
men
compliment.
Like a little warmth.
I like the compliment.
Good.
I feel like, I don't know.
Stu said, I folded for a 3.5 in Hulu Sports. That's weed. Like an eighth.
Oh.
Somebody said, I recently folded for 3 chalupas. I cannot be the carrier of this message that we are not easy.
3 chalupas.
3 chalupas. It's chalupas are fire, though.
This is getting worse, though.
Okay, I'm going to tell you mine.
All right. Is yours worse than what we've been hearing?
It's not as bad as 3 chalupas. Okay. But 3 chalupas is a nice gesture.
Okay. 3 chalupas is pretty...
I think the easiest was 2 bottles of wine and Narcos. Hear me out.
But were you already pretty much going to smash beforehand? Or
I mean, probably
that over.
Probably that's why it's a hard question, because there's very few instances where somebody used food to push a dude who wasn't already willing. You know, that's even a weird situation to set up. But I had never did anything with this person, and I was a little on the fence. You know, it was kind of just like it was a hangout, whatever. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't ask her to bring this, But she brought two bottles of wine that was delicious. I think we made it through one.
Oh, I was about to say, damn, y'all drank both. No. Now, wonder
she just gave me the other one. But yeah, I had never seen Narcos. That was a big one. She introduced me to something new.
Narcos is very good.
One of my favorite shows ever. Mm-hmm. And she brought some good wine. Oh, I slid them draws to the side ever so slightly.
And let her eat your butt.
No. Oh, she did eat my butt. It was an unexpected one, too.
Look, that's why she brought two bottles.
Man, I specifically remember that.
Anything
she crept down there very, very smoothly. Because people, they try to make it seem like they're, you just cheers? What'd you cheers to?
I toasted her if she's watching.
For
toast to you.
Tricking, okay.
Tricking?
She tricked me. She hung out.
How did she trick you?
Because it's like she bought a wristband to the gooch and was just hanging around there. And then she jumped the fence to the butthole.
And you said,
festival talk. It was how she did it, too. She had a long tongue.
Oh. So you weren't in a compromising position?
Let's ask you. What's the smallest amount food-wise, food or drink-wise, that you are like, this was dope. I'm giving up the panties. I'm giving the draws up.
I don't think I've ever. I don't think I've ever connected food to like giving it up. Sorry, guys.
There's never been
a little bit
like,
more.
It's never been like a damn. These tacos were fire. I'd do it
because I fucking made them.
Nothing. What about gift wise? Not food.
Gift wise.
Minimum though. Not like a really good one. Like a minimum. Minimum.
I mean, like, okay. So I kind of know what I want to do when I meet somebody and if we vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a long time since I just like, let me throw this thing at. For doing nothing.
There wasn't just like one day that you were hungry and you ate some cheese fries that were just like,
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. So Chick-fil-A, was that the minimum ever?
It was Chick-fil-A and Jameson.
Chick-fil-A and Jameson.
Jameson, ginger ale, and Chick-fil-A. Jameson, ginger ale, Chick-fil-A.
That sounds like a great time, though.
It was.
Jameson and Chick-fil-A. Was this your idea or his?
I think it was collaborative.
It was a collab.
It was a collaborative
this
idea.
This was you featuring them, Chick-fil-A, Jameson.
It wasn't planned either. Collab. We weren't even dating.
Okay. Is that better than wine and Narcos? I think it might be. Chick-fil-A and Jameson, you don't even need a show.
I think next Netflix was put on.
Yeah. Put on. Not watched. Flames. That was a bad. Okay, that was my thread, and you had a better story than
and it
me.
It was like an entire night of lovemaking.
Just spanking?
Spanking.
With that Chick-fil-A in the system. Excuse me? Did you say spanking and squirting?
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A and Jameson, ladies and gentlemen.
You know who you are.
Chick-fil-A and Jameson, spanking and squirting all night at a whim.
Several sessions.
Sheesh. Went crazy. All right. Shout out to Jameson.
Shout out to Jameson and ginger ale. Hell of a combo.
Clearly. All right.
And Chick-fil-A. Don't forget.
Hey, that story alone made my thread. Times 10 fire. So you got you got some following up to do. Yep.
That's my
thread
turn.
Number two. What's your thread?
Oh, edibles. Are you ready?
Oh, this is the edible stories.
This is edible stories.
Hell yes.
So this is called If You Don't Have an Edible Story, You Ain't Lived Life. Mm-hmm. Them things ain't no joke. Ha ha ha. I was buffering outside my job door for like 15 minutes trying to unlock the door with my house key.
Buffering.
Buffering.
Like he just froze.
He was just probably just like.
I've had some drunk moments where I didn't know what key was what, so I can't imagine edibles are way worse. Okay.
Outside your job door, trying to use your house key.
Oh, he was in his at his job.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He said, I was buffering outside my job door for like 15 minutes trying to unlock the door with my house key.
Shouldn't be doing edibles at work. He might have not he even been. Might not even been work hours.
He did them before. Okay. He was okay. Still high when he got to work.
Clearly.
But edibles, shit, edibles keep you high for 15 fucking hours.
It's not a fun time.
I will never forget when I ate edibles and thought the storm outside was the damn shower and I walked outside butt-ass naked.
Oh, he was next level high.
This is a lady. This is a girl. Pretty baddie 27.
She thought the shower started with a front door?
Mm-hmm.
That
was the shower door. Hey, clearly.
Free.
Your vision gets very...
It sounds like meth. It sounds like more than...
I don't know.
That sounds like meth.
My story might sound like some shit other than edibles.
No judgment.
She said, no, because I was fighting for my life. You know how many wakes and funerals I went to in 20 minutes of motherfuckers still living? I was gone and hot and cold. Like when it comes to the war on drugs, I'm on the side of the drugs now because they gonna win. I ain't ever prayed so hard in my life.
This doesn't sound like weed edibles.
Picture of Miss New York.
She said she went to funerals and wakes of people who were still living. That's pretty crazy. I'm not even gonna hold you.
That's fucked up. If she came to mind, like, oh. I'd be like, yo.
I would never do edibles
again.
Don't put
this energy on me.
I hope she quit everything. I would have no vices after that. That's a lot.
You never know. I once ate an edible and saw the galaxy. I asked the people around me to keep talking so I don't lose sight of the earth.
Well, she was about to, she needed a tether.
This is Waffle Thong.
Ew. What a name. Waffle like a thong. Blue waffle thong?
Why'd you throw in blue?
Why? I've never thought of waffles and anything near a thong. And
maybe there's a thong with the design of waffles.
Oh, waffle thong. Or an actual two waffles that have strings on it. Would you wear that? A waffle thong?
Yes.
And it was made of actual waffle that somebody could eat off?
But only during freaky time.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't just be at work.
I'm not walking to the grocery store.
Just at the computer. Just
at a concert.
It's like, what? Why does it smell like syrup? Oh, my thong's a waffle.
I'm not a smoker, so I decided to learn how to make edibles. I made a batch of cookies and ate one. When it didn't work... I ate another.
That's how they all stay.
That night, I watched the trees in my backyard take their leaves off like jackets and sing to me.
Oh, my God.
I was super high for two whole days.
I was into it until when it was the trees, but taking the leaves off like jackets is pretty specific.
I've spoken to the trees.
That's insane. That sounds like those old Mickey Mouse cartoons that were like kind of creepy. And mm-hmm. They were all in the woods and the woods were like
but
talking.
Taking their leaves off like jackets.
It's really scary.
You have to think about jackets.
It's really scary to see a tree with a zipper. Like,
but she doesn't sound like she was even scared.
Yeah, it seemed like she was fascinated or something.
She's just like, yeah.
Well, nature is, I mean, shrooms, edible, whatever. Nature is always a good time. But that sounds like the most fun we heard.
Maybe
so far.
It was warm out.
Yeah, it sounds like she wasn't
cool
scared.
Themselves down.
Yeah. All right, let's hear another one.
All right. I watched a car turn into a spaceship and fly away. The whole time I was at the store and the cars weren't turning into spaceships.
I don't know why she included that last part. I figured they weren't.
Right.
But a car turning into a spaceship is pretty high.
Yes, yeah,
that's hallucinations
high.
At that point. These people are hallucinating also. You have to be really high to hallucinate.
I have experience in that realm.
With the edible?
Yes.
What's your edible story?
Whew. Okay. The very first time I did an edible, I was in a hotel with my boyfriend at the time. And, oh my God, this is so horrible. So it was a cookie. It was when edibles were first like available. In the dispensaries. And so it, it was a brownie. And so I'm not a smoker. I don't really smoke. So, and especially not even then, like my system was clear. So I took a piece, didn't feel anything. I thought I would feel something within like 15 minutes. Didn't feel anything. So I ended up eating half of the brownie. Now back then the brownies were, cut into two. But one side was really big.
Yeah.
So we just fucked up half of it.
Half of the batch?
Yeah. So you know how there's two halves? We ate a whole half. When it hit, I started like seeing in the form of like the periodic table, I guess, the molecule makeups of the oxygen in the air, and they were in the form of bubbles. And yeah, I was trying to like pop the
bubbles. You trying to pop the molecules?
Yeah.
You know what an atom bomb is?
That's not good because it's like I'm popping all the oxygen out of the air and I'm going to like suffocate.
You can cause an explosion doing that, can't you?
Just, but they were just bursting like bubbles, like soap bubbles.
I've never been that high, period. And I've tried. I've tried to get that high. That's crazy. You weren't even trying.
No, I did not. I did not enjoy the experience.
That's the problem with edibles. They're too delicious.
Then I did a little dance for him, but I couldn't figure out what animal I was.
That was the dance?
And then I realized, I was like, oh, we're humans. This is how we mate.
Wait, okay. You did a mating dance?
For a mating call?
For a species you weren't sure you were. And then you realized you were a human.
I realized I was human and he was human. And
Do you remember what animals then, you thought you were?
Uh-uh. Then I got too high, so I sat at the edge of the bed and started panicking, thinking I was going to die. So he had to calm me down. But then, like, he sat me at the back of the headboard. But then every time I looked at him, I couldn't recognize him.
Was he tripping too off the edibles?
He was chilling. But I would look at him and I'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Hang on, let me pause you right here. Because I'm just trying to think what this experience was like for my boy. Because
he was like, I'm never doing this with you again.
Oh, hell no. First of all, okay, let's think about this experience from his point of view. You started dancing for him and going through a cycle of animals. You were just going through this, and he was probably just like, what the fuck is happening? Off rip.
I thought I was pretty like sturdy.
If you were thinking you were animals and you forgot you were humans, there's no way it was sexy. I'm sorry.
It had to have been. My outfit was super duper sexy. Okay. I was bodied up.
Your outfit is sexy now. If you started walking around like a stork, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing?
I didn't do that.
If you went from stork to jaguar to bear and you were just like, I'd be like,
let me clarify.
Help. And then you sat on the edge of the bed, had a panic attack, and then turned around and said, who are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, right. Never doing drugs with you ever.
He was like, you got to chill. So he sat me at the headboard. And so I'm sitting there and I kept looking at him like this, like,
because you didn't know who he was.
You're and I'd like, be like,
who's that?
And then I'm like, oh, it's my boyfriend. And then I'd be like, the fuck are you? And then it kept going. I was too high. It was too much in my system. And then he said,
What's up, podcast land? It's your boy C. Diddy, one half of the realest podcast ever. Are you tired of the same boring, unoriginal podcast that lack depth, originality, and substance? Well, I got a solution for you. Join us here every Monday and Thursday on Revolt Podcast Network for the realest podcast ever, where we bring you the best in entertainment news, fashion, sports, music reviews, politics, and street culture with a mixture of the most powerful guests that you're going to find anywhere on the internet. Join us every Monday and Thursday for the realest podcast ever.
He freaked out. So he was chill the whole time. But then he freaked out when I was sitting there and I went.
You rolled your eyes back?
I didn't do it on purpose. And then like.
Listen to me. Persephone is the worst person on earth to do drugs with. You understand? That she went through a mating call ritual, a panic attack, amnesia, and now possession.
So he woke me up. He was like, get the fuck up. And I'm like,
I would have left you.
You would have left me?
If you rolled your eyes back and went,
you after, wouldn't have fucking woke me up?
After saying, who are you? A couple times?
No, I'm calling the Ghostbusters. You're the smoker. You bought me the edibles.
I'm bringing
you. It would be your job to deal with it.
I'm getting the Warrens, the niggas who solved Amityville. I'm going to get a Ouija board and I'm going to say, help her. She's in distress.
So I did that. And then I got freaked out after that. So I kept like, I would just all of a sudden I'd be sitting on the bed and then I like take off. And run to the bathroom.
Oh, you were just I was the worst.
Because in my mind, my eyes were bloodshot red. So I was thinking run to the bathroom to see like what's going on. So I thought all of the blood vessels in my eyes. Because it felt like there was a sense of emergency. So I thought all the blood vessels in my eyes had burst. And I started drinking water out of the faucet in the bathroom to try to make it come down. It didn't help. We ordered food from downstairs, but we had to go get it. Mm. And
he wasn't that messed up. He wasn't like...
He wasn't nearly...
He wasn't like stumbling or... Mm-mm.
But when we went to go get it, I wore my socks. And what calmed me down was sliding my socks on the carpet. So as we walked to
all the way down
to go get some chicken strips and fries.
So chicken is just your jam, period, for this episode.
Guys.
Get her some chicken.
It has to be good, though. Not Popeyes.
You don't like Popeyes?
I don't like Popeyes.
You were, man, what's crazy is like, first of all, I believe this story 100% because I smoked with you once and you tried to use the force to get a cup to come to your hand.
And the cup came to my hand without me going over there.
You
to get
walked
it.
Over and picked it up.
I did not.
You eventually walked. Oh, what? You thought the story ended in magic?
No. Somehow. It got to me without me going to get it.
You
probably just picked it up.
The weird thing is, you weren't just like what people usually do, like, it didn't work. Like, you were actively, and I remember, like, oh, she's still doing that.
I mean, I remember this, but I think you handed me the cup.
I did hand you the cup.
I didn't go get it.
I was sick of your bullshit.
So maybe my Jedi mind trick worked on you to get you.
That's not how it works.
To give me the cup.
It's not how it works.
That's how it worked.
That's not how it works. That was me being annoyed and coming and giving you the cup.
Wow,
because you were
annoyed?
Actually thinking. It wasn't even like you were being funny. You were like, I'm almost there. Almost there.
And then you were just like.
So I say all that to say, I think it's. Obviously, he seemed like he was more used to the edible than you.
Mm-hmm. I'm a goofy high.
You are. And I think that half of if somebody who smokes a lot or does a lot of edibles sees that, it's going to be half like they doing a lot, but half a little jealousy, because that's that early high activity that as stoners, that's long in our rearview mirror.
See, this is the reason why I've never tried any other drug.
I have some edible stories that are more on the shroom side of things. And
I mean, I have more.
It's a lot.
I think that was a laced blunt, actually. I think I've smoked sherm before accidentally.
Holy shit. Don't tell that story. That's different.
Fucking horrible.
That's not an edible story.
It's not an edible story.
It's a hard drug story. Don't slip any meth stories into this edible episode.
I don't know what, maybe it was just too strong for me, but it mimicked what I dealt with. Maybe it was a little worse because I actually lost consciousness and fell.
I like your first edible story because it was perfect for like others. Disney, you know?
I have others. But well, yeah.
That was a good story.
You like that?
That was I liked your edible story was low key busted. Just as good as some of the ones in the. Was there any other good ones in the thread?
I was living in Compton at this time, and my homie gave me edibles. I was dreaming I was kissing my celebrity crush Ruby Rose. This is a lady. Fine. Her name is Rare Diamond. By the way,
ooh, I've seen Ruby Rose kiss a woman too. Mm-hmm. So
was it? Titillating?
Hmm?
Was it titillating?
Titillating? Mm-hmm. It made it jump. Yep.
There it is. I was kissing my celebrity crush, Ruby Rose. The whole damn time I was kissing the homie dog. I never got up so damn fast in my life. I was embarrassed.
Okay. I thought you were the highest we've heard so far. That's wild. Because a dog's mouth structurally is very different than a human's. She was tonguing down the homie dog. Oh, she's not being invited back again.
No. I,
all of a sudden, your boyfriend's story, his point of view is A-okay. Not that crazy. Bad.
See?
Because imagine the dude who just saw the girl go down and start like, damn, my dog took my girl? That dog probably don't respect him anymore. He probably don't even sit when he asks him to.
I mean, he took your girl, so.
That's crazy.
So why would he respect you anymore?
I never want to turn into that much of a hoe when I'm high.
Sky's the limit. What else
the dog? You have to get on the floor, too. There's so many non-human things you have to go through to think that thing is a human.
Maybe the dog jumped on her lap. I'm going to give her that. Maybe the dog was on her lap.
I have never even almost made out with the dog. So
neither have I.
Hey.
And I'm sure that will never happen at any point in my lifetime.
Jesus Christ. I don't see anything being crazier than that.
Yeah. My boyfriend has farm animals at his house, and I took an edible. It hit, and I'm just sitting in the back seat of his car trying to figure out why the cow and the rooster are arguing with each other with their farm sounds.
Okay, that wasn't as bad as I thought. As soon as I heard farm animals, I thought one of them was getting fucked.
Oh, I experienced this, but I didn't go this far. I was so high, I forgot to breathe and called 911, and they came and thought he was telling me he had to give me heart surgery right on the living room floor. But he was saying something totally different. Okay.
That's the only one that's cost money so far, which sucks.
So when the second time I took an edible and got too high, I thought I was forgetting how to breathe. And so I had to consciously sit there and I was like, because I felt like if I stopped thinking about breathing, I would stop breathing.
You should stop eating edibles.
I haven't eaten an edible in over 5 years. I've only done it 3 times, and 3 times.
We've heard about two of them, and both of them were enough to stop doing them altogether. The fact that first one happened and you were like, I'm going to do this again.
I did it again a couple of years later.
Okay.
But I took much less. Still got the same.
Strong as hell. That's what's
too strong.
If you take a puff of a blunt that's too strong, you'll feel it, but it's not as bad as eating a edible that's too strong, because that sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
That sticks with you. So, all right. Yeah. Those are some pretty good edible stories. I went first last time with the fun facts.
Oh. You sure so, did. So
I'm going to give you, because mine is interesting. And I have a little article pulled up just in case you have any follow-up questions, because you kind of caught me off guard with the follow-ups last time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. This one is very cool. The International Space Station is closer to Earth than San Francisco is to Los Angeles.
Wow.
Isn't it like, what is it like 78 miles or something like straight up? It's like something ridiculously close. It's like,
holy
it's probably like
shit.
Driving to San Diego.
Nigga, it's like, what?
It's like, yeah, to outer space if you just go up.
So how long does that take in a rocket ship?
Not long at all.
These niggas are taking you see Vegas they be out long, there like hour and a half trips. I gotta go to space.
Vegas
real
ain't
quick.
Even an hour and a half. I think it's probably a Vegas trip.
Hang on. We should have matched that with my Lemon Moon one.
I didn't know what yours was gonna be.
Yeah. We have no way of knowing. Wow. I think it's because when I learned about light years, I thought everything was hella far. You know what I mean? Like, you go somewhere, you got to age a little bit. I thought every space trip was crazy. But if you think about it, Jeff Bezos was in space for like 11 minutes.
It's 62 miles up.
Shut the fuck up.
So it's literally probably like 10 minutes.
They didn't even need to say like LA to San Francisco. They could have said something.
LA to Palm Springs.
Yeah, I guess Palm Springs isn't as popular. Wow. I never thought of that. Like the distance, like to compare the distance on this axis as opposed to up and down. That's mm-hmm. I'm
10 minutes.
I like that one so much that mine is silly. mine is crazy though. But it's okay. Not that crazy. I should have gone first.
That's okay.
But mine will make you think.
I'll make you feel good about yours. Go ahead.
I don't need that from you. I can make things feel good for me.
I think you do. I'm going to go ahead and help you out.
All right. Fuck it. Pigs can be trained to play video games.
Wow.
Oh, my God. See, you're so obsessed with the fact that yours is better that you're not even like caring to see how interesting this is.
The fact that pigs can play video games is very telling on their intelligence.
Fuck you. It's interesting. Pigs can play video games?
That's crazy.
BBC.com.
BBC, Big Black.
Big Black Cock. Yeah. BigBlackCock.com did a study on pigs for some reason. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about British something. Broadcastings?
Yeah. Some. The BBC.
Mm-hmm. Pigs can play video games with their snouts, scientists find.
Really? Are they good? I'm sorry.
Pig playing a video game. You can't be like,
so he's really just pressing buttons trash, with his nose. Well, so it's really about his sight.
That's why I said what I said. You're so obsessed with the fact that your fact was better.
I'm not even thinking about
You're not even giving it a chance.
Your fact was so good that I'm asking questions. Okay. I'm asking questions. I want to know if they're
four
actually
pigs.
Good.
Hamlet, Omelet, Ebony, and Ivory.
Hamlet and Omelet?
Hamlet is fucked up.
Ebony?
Omelet is just funny.
Really?
Ebony and Ivory? Why not? Could have been a black pig.
Oh, well, okay.
They were trained to use an arcade-style joystick to steer an on-screen cursor into walls. They said this is no small feat. Okay? And the pigs even continued playing when the food reward dispenser broke. So apparently they were just doing it for fun. Before it was for food, which is a lot of animal tests have that as a reward. But the food dispenser broke. They kept playing video games. They said usually the pigs would be given a food pellet for winning the game level. But during testing, it broke and they kept clearing the game levels when encouraged by some of the researchers' kind words.
This is fascinating.
It's actually pretty crazy. The more I read it, that's actually pretty
That's crazy. Fascinating.
Oh, Ebony is a black ass pig. He's ugly as shit. It's an ugly ass pig. God damn. I didn't know pigs can get this ugly. Probably fire ribs though. Says the research team also thought that the black.
Sorry.
I said the black. My bad. You just because you put it on my mind. The research team also thought that the fact that pigs could play video games at all, since they are far-sighted animals with no hands or thumbs, was remarkable.
Absolutely. Oh, they're far-sighted? We have the same vision.
What Minecraft. Made them study this in the first place? What were they trying to figure out?
Scientists be on some bullshit. You are 1,000. What? I mean, I get it. Like, we're always trying to see how smart they are. But I genuinely think that scientists sometimes show up to work and they're just like,
what are we going to, what bullshit are we going to try to test today?
I personally think that your fact was amazing.
I got you. Okay.
Mine was too, but I already knew that. Yeah. But just the fact that I just learned that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yours was fascinating as well.
Well, we'll find out from the audience. But this has been another episode of Thick Threads. Hope you guys learned a lot. Hope you guys enjoyed my pig facts.
And please don't do edibles. And if you do, just be prepared for the wildest ride of your life.
You should do the outros from now on. That was nice. That was a nice note to end on. Well, as always, I've been your host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Later, guys.
What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Dr. Shonda.
And Chanel.
And we're here from
the Double Dose Podcast.
We are one set of twins
with two different perspectives.
We both have faced many challenges in career,
life,
and relationships.
And we are transparent about how we've relied on our faith to overcome them.
If you want to hear us discuss current events,
pop culture,
and relationships,
and everything else in between,
tune in to the Double Dose Podcast.
And it's brought to you exclusively by
the Revolt Podcast Network.
Anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.